start on the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and these halachas regarding Chatos and Ola that are formulated by the Mishnah refer to Kodshei Kodshim, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the two kvasim that are brought on Chag HaTzeres together with the Shtei Lechem have the status of Kodshei Kodshim. It's the only case of Shalmei Tzibur, and it's the only case where Shlomim is Kodesh Kadoshim, the Ashamos and Korbanos Asham. We mentioned that there are five categories of Korbanos Asham, and we discussed this in the previous year: Asham Gzelos, Asham Me'ilos, Asham Shivcha Charufa, Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzora, Asham Tolui. Asham Tolui is a separate category, is number six. And what's true, what's common to all these cases? Shchitasam b'tzofon, kibul domam b'klisharis b'tzofon, domam tomum shtei matona shein arba, necholim lifnim min akloim, they have to be eaten within the azora, l'zichrei kahuna, b'chol machol, liyom v'layla ad chatzos. So that's what we saw yesterday. And we began the Gemara here on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. Let's just review what we did yesterday. The Mishnah tells us that Shchita Zivchei Shlomim and Ashamos and Kibul Domim is Bitzofen Azora. The source for this din, as far as Asham is concerned, the Gemara had already mentioned back on Daf Mem Tes, is from the Pasuk of Bimkom Asher Yishchatu Es HaOlah Yishchatu Es HaOsham. Ola requires tzafona, that's explicit in the Torah, v'shacharo sol yerech ha-mizbeach tzafona lifnei Hashem. That's in the case of Ola, and Asham also requires tzafon, and the Torah says, b'mokom asher yishchitu asa Ola, yishchitu asa Asham. As far as Kabbalah Saddam b'tzafon, that's derived from the pasuk that says, ves domo, that Kabbalah Saddam also needs to be done in the Makom Shchita, which is Bitzafon. And the Gemara now clarifies what's the source of the din by Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, that those karbonos require Tzafon Minolon, Deboi Tzafon, both for Shchita of Shalmei Tzibur and Kabbalah's Domam, it's Bitzafon HaZara. And the Gemara answers the Tani we learned in a Braisa that was brought by Rabba Bar Barchana, Kamei de Rava, that based on the Pasuk of Asisom Seir Izim Echad L'chatos Ushnei Kvasim B'nei Shono L'zevach Shlomim, the Torah here presents a Hekesh. In the beginning of the Pasuk it starts with Chatos, and then the end of the Pasuk Shlomim, and it's referring to the Shalmei Tzibra, the Shnei Kvasim Kivsei Atzeres Hikishan HaKosev L'chatos Ma Chatos. Chatos requires Shchita and Kabbalah B'tzafon, as we learned earlier on Daf Nun Beis. Af, so too, with regard to Shalmei Tzibur, the Shchita and the Kabbalah has to be B'tzafon. Omalei Rava, Rava says to Rabba Bar Bachana, how can we derive the din of Shalmei Tzibur from the din of Chatos? Where does Chatos itself derive from? V'chi Chatos Mehechon L'moda, Lameda, how do you know that Chatos requires Shchit and Kabbalah B'tzafon? Is Me'ola. That itself, as the Gemara mentioned back on Daf Mem Ches, is derived from the Pasuk V'shachadas HaChatos B'makom Ola. In other words, the Torah set up a Hekesh between Chatos and Ola. Now you want to go, after you've derived Chatos from Ola, and use a Hekesh on top of that to derive Shalmei Tzibur, meaning Shnei HaKvasim from Chatos, then you have a problem of Dover HaLomid BeHekesh, Chozer Malamid BeHekesh. We don't build one Hekesh on the other in Kodshim. That was the sugi we learned earlier on Daf Mem Tes, Amud Beis. Ella, so rather, Rava gives an alternative source for the din of Tzofon in Shalmei Tzibur. Rav Mori Bered Rav Kahana, there was a Braisa that was taught by Rav Mori, based on the Pasuk וביום שמחסכם אין פרשס בלוסחוב מועדיכם ושקל שבת קטם וחצוצוס על הלוסכם ועל זבחי שלמיכם. And זבחי שלמיכם refers to זבחי שלמי ציבור, because it says וסקטם וחצוצוס, which are the carbonos that require shira at the time of Nisach HaYayin, whereas a carbon yachid doesn't require shira. So from the fact that it says al aloseichem al zivchei shalmeichem, the Torah is setting up a hekesh between zivchei shalmei tzibur and ola, ma ola kodshei kodshim, which means that ola is kulei kolil, it goes to gavoa, and it requires tzafon, and af zivchei shalmei tzibur kodshei kodshim, and that means number one that a negia bitful yom passes the carbon, and also there's a psul yotze if the basa leaves the azara, and there's a psul lina if it's not eaten during the course of the night after the day of shechita becomes pasul. And ma ola b'tzafon af zivchei shalmei tzibur b'tzafon, so we don't need the hekesh between Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur and Chatas. We could derive it directly, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur from Ola, which is the original source of Tzofon. So it's not a problem of a Hekesh on top of a Hekesh. But Elamei Ata Akesha Kamalamai Osa. So why did the Torah go about being Makish Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur to Chatas? What does that Hekesh teach us? And Rava says that teaches us the din that Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur kechatos, ma chatos, just like a chatos, ein nechel zel Zivchei Kehuna, af Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, ein nechelim el Zivchei Kehuna. Now, apparently we have two limudim, two hekeshim. There's one hekesh between Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur and Ola, and that's going to teach me Tzafon. And then we have a Hekesh between Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur and Chatos, and that's going to teach me that you require Zivchei Kehuna for the Achila of the Basar. Eina Necholim El Zivchei Kehuna. The Gemara does not raise the possibility that the Hekesh to Chatos would teach me that just like Dam Chatos needs Arba Matonos al Arba Kronos, so too Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur should require Arba Matonos on Arba Kronos. And the reason for that is back on Daf Yudam at Beis, we have a drosha, as far as Chatos is concerned, Akoinam Chata Osa, that Dafka Chatos requires a Matan Domim of Lamala Michuta Sikra, but Shara Karbonos Matan Dom is Lamata. And that drasha could also exclude all other karbonos but chatos from the requirement of arba matonos al arba kronos and stafka bechatos and not beshari karbonos. This is Tosfos Divrei HaMashchil Ela. Now Tosfos asks the question, why don't we derive from this hekesh that just like a chatos needs four matonos, so too Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur requires four matonos, even though the matonos are, as we said before, in shtei kronos, and not four, but nevertheless we need four matonos, which means that we should place the dam twice on each keren, one on this side of the keren, one on the other side of the keren, which is indeed the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, as far as Ola is concerned, back on Daftun Gimel Amid Beis. And Tosus answers that by virtue of the hekesh between Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur and Ola, we should not change the din from Ola. And just like Ola, all you need is Shtei Matonos Shein Arba, so too Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur only require Shtei Matonos Shein Arba. The Gemara later on Daf Tzadi Zayin, is going to explain that with regard to Chatos and Asham, the Torah is very outspoken about the fact that Kol Zohar B'Kohen, B'Kohenim Yochlenu, which is a Pasuk of Vayikra Zayin. This Pasuk is addressing both Asham and Chatos. And Rashi explains that something which is derived from the Pasuk HaKohen HaMachate Osa now can be used to teach us this din as far as Shalmei Tzibur, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur is concerned. There's also a pasuk with regarding Mincha that Chatos Vashem Kol Zochi Ochlenu also applies to Mincha as well. And Abai now turns to Rav with the following kash. Amalei Abayei Hachi. If the first hekesh between Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur and Chatos is teaching us the din of Zichrei Kuna, Vachil of Zichrei Kuna, then perhaps we should come to the conclusion that even with regard to Legabe El Nazir, the korban which the Nazir brings when he completes his Naziris Betara, which is a korban Shlomim, that too should require Zivchei Kuhuna. Why? Dechsiv, the pasuk says, Ve'ikrives korbano Lashem keves ben shnaso tamim echad li'olah ve'kavso achas ben shnaso tmimo l'chatos ve'ayel echad tamim l'shlamim. It's hochenami nema, since the Torah here in this parasha of Nazirus requires not only Ola but also Chatos and Shlomim. The Isle of Shlomim should be equated to Chatos, and therefore he kishen akosel Chatos ma Chatos ein nechel sel zukrei kuhuna is af el nazir nami ein nechel zukrei kuhuna. Now the Mishnah later on says that el nazir is nechel chol adam, but yet if we have the hekesh between el nazir and Chatos, we should derive the conclusion that just like Chatos requires Zichrei Kuhuna, so too the Achila V'Neil Nazir should be restricted to Zichrei Kuhuna. And it's interesting that this kash is directed against Rava, as if to say Rava was Mechadesh, that we darshan a Hekesh B'Torah. Also, Abai is a little bit odd here. Is he trying to prove that we should not darshan hekesh at all? I mean, what does he do with the hekesh? And the hekesh is explicit in the Torah. And this Gemara is a bit strange. Well, why is Abai pouncing on Rav over here? And not only that, we have the price of Rav Bar Bar Chana that establishes a hekesh between Shalmei Tzibur and Chatos. So the question of why we don't have a hekesh between El Nazir and Chatos is an excellent question, but you can't blame Rava for that. Perhaps we could suggest, based on the explanation of the Braisa, that this is not a hekesh between Shalmei Tzibur and Chatos. It's only Rava Bar Bar Chana who was the one who insisted that there is such a hekesh between Shalmei Tzibur and Chatos to derive the din of Tzafon. So in other words, on the Braisa we have no kashas, because you can accept Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, who interprets this as far as Hakrov is concerned, that you need Shechita B'Tzafon, and this pasuk is talking about Hakrova, and there's no kasha there from Fael Nazir to make a hekesh to Chatos as far as Achil is concerned, that the Achil should be restricted to Zichrei Kuhuna. But according to Rava, who interprets the hekesh linyan Achila, not linyan Akrova, and he postulates that Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur are necholim leZichrei Kuhuna bilvad, so the hekesh is going that far beyond Hakrova into the realm of Achila, and then we should take that hekesh and apply it to El Nazir, according to Rava, and derive conclusions about the restriction of the Achila to Zichrei Kohuna, and that's against the Mishnah. So the Gemara defends Rav against the Kash of Abaye. Hochi Hashta. This is not a fair premise that we should derive from the Hekesh to El Nazir, of El Nazir to Chatos, that it's restricted, the Achila is restricted to Zichrei Kohuna. Hasam, as far as El Nazir is concerned, the Pasuk itself indicates that's Nechal L'chol Adam. And the Kohen eats the Zroah that's cooked together with the ayil, meaning the Zroah is part of the carbon that's cooked. And the Pasuk says, Ve'inifo soma Kohen tenufal lefnei Hashem kodeshu la Kohen, michlal dekulei bailim ochlile. that although the Kohen himself eats the Zroa, but the balance of the boss of the aisle is eaten by the Bailim, even though they're not Kohenim. And therefore, we cannot use the Hekesh between El Nazir and Chatos to teach us that we restrict the Achil to Zichrei Kohuna. The Gemara is not happy with this. Although it's true that Basar Ayil is eaten by the Kohen, the Zro is eaten by the Kohen, but there's no proof here that indicates that the rest, the balance of the Zroa of the aisle is eaten by Yisraelim. It could be that Zroa b'sheila mia lo lisachal el lizichrei kohuna. That let's derive from the hekesh between El Nazir and Chatos that the karbank is only eaten by zichrei kohuna and not l'nesheim ulavdeim. As far as the Zroa itself is concerned, maybe this Hekesh would teach me that the Zroa can only be eaten by Zichrei Kohuna, and that means that the Kohen cannot share the Zroa with Nesheim, with their wives, or with Avdeim and Eved Knani. And the Mishnah itself, later on, says that Hamura Me'el Nazir, including the Zohar B'Sheila, Nechal Afli Neshei Kohenim Lavdeim Aknanim. So the Gemara leaves that as a Kasha. But the Gemara then suggests a possible answer, Ibais Ema. Perhaps I can give an answer and explain and justify why the Zohar B'Sheila is not limited to Zichrei Kohuna. And the answer is the Kodshe Ikri, but Kodshe Kodshim Lo Ikri. The Zroa B'Sheila is considered by the Torah Kodesh, and the Pasuk in Bamidbar Vav, it says, Kodesh Ula Kohen, but it's not called Kodesh Kodshe Kodshim, and therefore we can learn that there's no Hekesh to Chatos, and it doesn't have the Chumras of Dine Chatos, and therefore even the Zroa itself is Nachelos L'chol Adam. So now we're left with the question, so why did the Torah establish this Hekesh between El Nazir and Chatos L'mai Hilchos HaIskash HaMarava? The reason why the Torah had established the Hekesh between El Nazir and Chatos is to teach me the din, which is codified in a Mishnah in Nazir and Daf Mem Hei, She'im Gilach Al Echon Mishloshtam. We said that the Torah requires, in the case of a Nazir, to bring three Karbanos and Ola, a chatos and a shlomim, and at the end of that whole procedure, that whole sequence of three karbanos to be megaleach his seor. And what happens if he jumped a gun, and after the hakrov of one of these three, he was already megaleach his saro yotza? He fulfills the mitzvah of tiglachas hatara, even though he hasn't brought the balance of these two karbanos. And this can be derived from a hekesh to chatos, chatos to El Nazir, to teach us that just like in the case kishem shim havius ha'ayil shlom bilvad yotza, if he brought the ayil and that's all he brought, he was yotze, kachem hevi es ha'chatos, or the ola, he's yotza. In other words, the hekesh between Chatos and Ola and El Nazir is, since with regard to El Nazir, the Isle of Shlomim, it says in the Torah explicitly that if he brought it alone, he could be Megaleach. And the Pasuk reads, V'achar Yishta Nazir Yayin, which the Gemara interprets in Nazir to mean that after the Maisei Yechidi of Hakrovas HaShlomim of the Isle, then he could be Megaleach. So the Tiglachas Nazir depends upon Akrovas HaShlomim, and he needs to be Menef the Mura Mehem to send his Seor to a what's called Tachas Adud, and there they cook it together with the Zevach HaShlomim. And Chachomim Darshan in the Sifri, V'Gilach HaNazir Pesach Ol Moed Es Rosh Nizro, that it means that, not that he has to be Megalech Esar in Pesach Ol Moed, that would be Derech Bizayon, but the Pasuk means to say that he could be Megalech after he was Makrev his Shlomim, which says, in regard to Shlomim, it says, V'shachto Pesach Ol Moed, once we derive the conclusion that Ael Nazir, excuse me, the Ael Shlomim, I mean to say, is enough for him to be Yotze, and now he can do the Tiglachas, the Hekish comes to teach me that the same applies to Chatos and Ola, that he can be Yotze the Mitzvah of Giluach after one of those Karbonos, one of the three Karbonos, and therefore in Gilach al Achas Mishloshtan Yotza. Now this is only according to the Mandi Omar, who learns the Pasuk Achar Yishta Nozir Yayin means Achar Maisi Yechidi. That actually reflects the sheet of Reb Shimon in Nozir Mem Vav. Reb Eliezer disagrees in the Brisa there that Achar Maisim Kulam means only after the Zrikas Dam of all three Karbonos, then and only then is he Mutu B'Shtiyas Yayin to be Metamel Maisim. And his Tiglachas is not a mitzvah kshera until he brings all the karbonos. So it comes out according to Rashi that our sugya of Rava reflects the shita of Rav Shimon against the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. And now we begin the new Mishnah here on Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, which is the first of the two Mishnayos on this Amud. And we're talking about the dinim of Karban Todah and El Nazir. Until now we've been discussing Kodshei Kodshim, and now the Mishnayos are interested in Kodshim Kalim. Our Mishnah specifically hones in on Karban Todah and El Nazir. Now even though the Torah has the Parsha of Shlomim before the Karban Todah and the El Nazir, Shlomim is in Vayikra Gimel, Karban Todah is in Vayikra Zion, El Nazir is in Bamidbar and Parshas Noso. Nevertheless, the Tana is Makdim. He places first the din that's more chomor from Shlomim in the cases of Karban Todah and El Nazir. She'enem nechal l'yom v'layla, Shlomim is nechal l'shnei yomim. And the Mishnah sets up its sequence to go menachomor l'akal and establishes that Todah, the El Nazir, have the status of Kodshim Kalim, which means that although there is Me'ilah in Kodshei Kodshim, there's no Me'ilah in Kodshim Kalim, and Karban Todah and El Nazir fit into the category of Shlomim, and therefore there's no Me'ilah. But we're going to see that in certain dinim, they have a Chumrah of Yom V'Layla Ad Chatzos. Now, let's talk a little bit about a Karban Todah. This is brought by a person who has a miracle. There are four categories of gratitude that generate gratitude: Yorde Ayam, Holchei Midbarios, Chovash B'Beis HaSurim, Cholosh HaNisrapeh. And the Tanakh, specifically Tehillim, Kuv Zayin says, Yodu Lashem Chazdo V'Niflosov V'Nei Odom. And then it says, V'Yizbuchu Zivchei Todah. And this is quoted by Rashi Al HaTorah and Vayikra Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis. And there's a Chiyuv of Karban Todah because of one of these four categories of miracles. And a person, for example, who took a neder to bring a Karban Shlomim for one of the following reasons, those four reasons, his Karban is called Shalmei Todah, and it's a Karban Shlomim that's Ba'im HaLechem, because together with the Karban, he has to bring Lachmei Todah, which are 40 Lechomim, 30 of them are Matzis, and 10 are chametz. Of the 30 matzahs, we divide them into three categories of 10 apiece. One is called chalas revucha, and then you have 10 which are called matzahs bluos b'shemen, and 10 which are rekikim, where there's a mitzvah of meshicha b'shemen. And we discussed this before. We spoke about shmonas yimei miluim. In any event, there are 10 lachmei chametz, and the total number is 40. Now amongst the Lachmei Chametz, four of them, one of each min, are given to the Kohen who's makriv the Karban. So we subtract 4 from the 40, and the balance are eaten by the Bailim. All this is clarified in the Pasuk in Vayikra is Zion. And from the Korban itself, the Kohen receives the Chaz of Ashok like all Shlomim, because there's a Hekesh between Todah and Shlomim in the Pasuk in Vayikra Zion, Vizos Toras, Zevach HaShlomim, V'yamal HaTodah, etc. Now, that's as far as Korban Todah together with the Lachmei Todah, the 40 Lachamim. I just wanted to add one thing here. I see in a footnote he says that Arba Lachamim Mitocham, Echad Mikol Min. Ah, so it's not that we give 4 Lachmei Chametz to the Kohen. We give 3 Lachmei Matzos and 1 Lacham Chametz to the Kohen. In the case of Ayil Nazir, when the Nazir completes the maze in the Zirusa Betara, he brings 3 Karbonis, as we discussed, Keves Liola, Kizbo Lachatos, Ayil Shlomim. He also brings a Sal Matzos Urikikim, Chalos Matzos Urikikim, and all this is in the Psukim and Parshas Noso and Bamidbar Vav. And the source in the Psukim for Shlomim and other Kachim Kalim and other Korbanos which are called Kachim Kalim is a Pasuk in Bamidbar Yudches, Ze Yelecha Mikodesh HaKadosh Min HaEsh, Kol Korbanom L'chol Min Chasom L'chol Chatasom L'chol Hashamam, Kodesh Kadoshim L'cha Hu L'banecha. And immediately afterwards, the Torah says, V'zelecha Trumas Matanam L'chol Tnufas Bnei Yisrael, L'cha Nisatim, U'l'banecha L'vnosech Itach. That's called Muram Min Ashlomim, and that's not Kodesh Kadoshim, but rather Kodshim Kalim. And there's no Me'ila in Kodshim Kalim. The Gra says, as we saw, that there's a clear source for Kodshim Kalim in Bamidmar Yudches. And the fact that there's no Me'ila means if he's Nene from one of these cases of Kodshim Kalim, he's not Chayav a Korban Me'ila, because in the Parsha Me'ilim Vayikra Hey, it says, Nefesh ki tim'o mal v'chata'o b'shkogo mikodshe Hashem, the Chachomim darshened in the Torah's Kohanim, that only Kodshe Kodshim are considered Kodshe Hashem and they are subject to Me'ila, but in contrast, Kodshim Kalim are not considered Me'uchadim Lashem because they're Moment Bailim and they don't have a din of Me'ilu, which means stealing from Hegdesh, but here it's Mamon Bailim. Now, the reason why we call these Karbanos Kodshim Kalim is because of this reason of Ein Bahem Me'ilu, but it's also because there's no Psul Yotze, that if the Basar Kodshim Kalim before the Zrikas Adam are taken outside of the Chomus Yerushalayim, the Karban is not Nifsal, but rather the Zorik the Dam, the Karban is Kosher. You're going to have to burn the Basar and it's not Nechal. In Kodshe Kodshim, in contrast, if Yotza Basar Kodshe Kodshim, Konim Zrikas Damim Chutzla Zora, then you're not allowed to be Zorik the Dam, and if he went in, he was Zorik the Dam, the Karban is Kosher. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that Kodshim Kalim are called Kodshim Kalim because they're Necholim Bein Lekonim Bein Lezorim. In contrast, the Kodshi Kodshim is only Necholim Lekoanim. Again, that's going to be a little bit of a problem here for Todah and El Nazir, which are considered here explicitly in the Mishnah as Kodshim Kalim. No, I'm sorry. I retract what I said. In any event, the Mishnah says, Necholim B'chol Ha'ir, meaning in all of Yerushalayim, Ha'ir Behei Yediyah, that's Yerushalayim. And it means Lefnim Min Achoma. And it's eaten even lechol adam, even by zorim and noshim, and bechol machal you can eat it whether it's roasted, it's tzolui like they did the carbon pesach b'mevusholim, and you could cook it as well. In other words, you don't have to eat it only tzli. And lechora that's a din pashut because only with regard to carbon pesach. Do we have later on in the Mishnah, Einon Echol Tzli, But I guess since the Mishnah wants to tell me already that in all korbanos they can be eaten without this requirement of tzvi, of tzli, that's why the Mishnah mentions it here. Rashi points out that even though it says here in the Mishnah nechol l'chol adam, we shouldn't be mistaken about that. It's not nechol l'tmeim ularelim. They're not allowed to eat kodshim at all. The source for this din of nechol l'chol adam is because the Torah says with regard to chazav v'shok that achila requires kohanim, is only limited to kohanim, but the rest of the basar is nechol abaylim. And we find a similar Gemara drasha that we had before with regard to El Nazir, that from the fact that the Torah says that the Zerah B'Shelah is given to the Kohen, we understand that the balance of the Basar is eaten to the Bailim, even though they're not Kohen. Now, the Mishnah goes ahead and tells us that as far as Karban Todah is concerned, it's Necholim Liyom V'Layla Ad Chatzos. The Torah says in the Parsha of Karban Todah, U'besar Zevach Todah Shloma B'Yom Karbano Ye'ochel L'Yanichenu M'Menu Ad Boker. What about El Nazir? The Braisa back on Daf Lamed Vav says that Shlomov is L'Rabo Shalmi Nazir She'enom Necholim El Yom V'Laila. And the Ad Chatzos, that's Gzeres Chachomim, because we're afraid he might leave over the Basar until the morning. Now these Karbonos, even though their Basar is Nechol L'Bailim, there are parts of the Basar that have to be given specifically to the Kohen. And that's called in the Lashon HaMishnah, Hamura Mehem. In the cases of Karban Todah and El Nazir, they would be mafresh from the Basar, something that had to be given to the Kohen, and that's called Chazav Ashok. And in that sense, Karban Todah and Karban El Nazir are two Karbanos that are absolutely identical with Shlomim. Now the Arba Chalos, from the representing each of the four minim of chalos that are brought together with the carbon in the case of lachmei todah, that's chalos, matzos, rikikim, or revucha, one of each of the four minim, that's also given to the Kohen. And el nazir, the what's given to the Kohen is not only the chaz v'shok, but the zroa b'shela, and chalas matzah achas virakik echad. As far as the din of all these that are designated and restricted for the Kohen, is kayotze behen, they have the same status as the carbon itself, which means they're eaten within the walls of the city, and for one day and one night. Ela shamuram nechal lekohenim ulenesheim. That in the case of that which we separate and designate for the Kohen, it means that Zorim are not allowed to eat it, but Nesheim, Shel Kohenim, even though they're not Kohenos, are permitted to eat from that part that's given to the Kohen. And the reason for that is because the Torah specifically says that what's given to the Kohen is shared with the members of his household, some of which are Kohanim, but his wife, who's also included in this pasuk, is not a Kohenes. She may be, but she's not necessarily a Kohenes. Now the Torah says in Vayikra Yud, Shoka Truma V'Chazea Tnufa, Rashi says that's Miloshon Asher Hunaf V'Asher Huram, which means, this is based on a sugya menachos, tnufa is molech umevi, truma is male umorid. So it's interesting that the Tana chooses to call that which is given to the Kohen, all the gifts to the Kohen, muram, which is milosh and truma, sort of ignoring the concept of tnufa. And it could be because the Torah calls everything that's given to the Kohen in the general name of truma, like it says in Vayikra Zayin Vehikri Mimenu Echad Mikol Korban Truma Lashem. Now, that which is Muram, we said, is Nechal Bechol Michael Kamosom has the same status as the Karman itself, the Basar itself. So the Chaz V'shokin, Zro V'shela have the same status as the Basar, which means it could be eaten Bein Tzoli, Bein Mevushal, and the same din applies to the Lechamim, that the Kohanim are allowed to do what's called L'sosonsom, which means L'shrosom Harbi V'mayim, even though there's going to be a Bitol Tzuras HaPas, and to take out the oils, Lahotzi Shamnam, like for example, the Menachos HaBluos B'Shemen, he could take out the Shemen, and he can use it for Lisha with Mayim. And when it says Nisheyem, this is derived from the Poskim Vayikra Yud, Ve'es Chazea Tnufa Ve'shoka Truma Tochlu B'makom Tahor Ata Ubanechu V'nosecha Itach. Now again, it's a little bit complicated. How do we know that this Pasuk is referring to Nesheya Kohanim? The Pasuk only mentions Benos Kohanim, and they are Kohanos. Rashi in Chumash explains in Bamidbar Yudches that we derive this from the Pasuk V'zelecha Chumas Matanom Hamura Minatoda U'miashlam Mi'el Nazir. And then it says L'chol Tnufas B'nei Yisrael Kol Tar V'beisecha Yochal Oso. Rashi interprets that Kol Tar is coming to be married by Ishto, even though she's not a Kohenes. The Rambam in Perek Yud Mimaisa Karbonis writes that Amuram me'atodu mil nozer nechal lekohenim zchorim unikevos shenema kol trumos hakodshim asher yorimu bnei Yisrael Hashem nesati lecha ulbanecha ule bnosecha. And he clarifies there that Kol anechal lekohenos nechal afli avdei kohenim ulenesheyem kitruma. The Radbaz explains that there's an equation here to Truma, that it says, Es chazei ha-tnufa v'shok ha-truma asher huram, chok and chaz v'shok are called muram, and therefore it's nechal aflin Hashem ulav deyem kamo Truma, which is nechal kinyan kaspo to neshei konim ulav deyem. As far as an arus is concerned, there's a Sifri that says, Einen echels b'mura mikodshim kalim. And the Arsameach in Hilchus Trumas claims that that's really a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Shimon ben Lakish in the Yerushalmi and Yevamos. Now, it says, Ulevneim ulavdehem. So Bneim is referring to the bonim of the Kohanim, even the Ketanim. The Gemara later on at Daf Tzadi Tes is going to clarify that. And the source for that din is that the Gemara Menachos says that Ein Lekaton Chelek Bekodshim, and that's derived from a pasuk V'chol Mincha L'chol Bnei Aaron Tia Ish Ke'achiv Ish Cholek V'Ein Katon Cholek. So even though the Katon is excluded from Chaluka, but nevertheless he's allowed to eat the Kodshim. And the pasuk also says kol zachar b'kohanim yochal osa, and the kol zachar includes even ketanim as far as achil is concerned. The Sfas Emes is wondering about what the chiddush here is, that the Tana had to say that muram nechal l'kohanim ulivneim when the bneim have the status of kohanim, and instead of answering ketanim who are excluded from chaluka but they're allowed to eat, he gives a different teretz. He says that me'achar achilas kodshim nechsheves avoda. The Gemara says in Yuma, achilas kodshim is tzorech avodahi. And through the achilas hakon and the bialim achieve kapara. Therefore, we would think that a katan is not shaykh to avoda, and if he cannot eat kodshim. Now, the benos kohanim eat from the muram in a kodshim kalim. And the Rambam formulates this in Maisa Karbonis Perek Yud, Chazim v'shok shel shlom necholim lekonim zcharim unikevos. And he quotes the pasuk, as we saw earlier, of lechonis atim lebanecha ulivnosecha. So that includes even the bonos, and the Torah is not machalik between the zcharim and unikevos. And liavdeya means lavonim knanim, and this is derived from the pasuk Vizelcha Chumas Matanam Hamura Minatodo Miashlomi El Nazir Lechal Tnufas Bnei Yisrael Kol Tar Bevesecha Yochal Oso. Rashi explains in Menachos that Kol Tar means even Nashim Va'avodim. The Radbaz says we derive this from Truma. Now, before we start the Gemara, just a few words of background. Once the Mishnah has established that Karban Todan El Nazir is Necha B'chola Ir, what was going on in the Midbar at the time of the Mishkan, and that's called Machne Yisrael. Machne Yisrael has a din of Yerushalayim. Now, what we need to see here is a Gemara that we haven't gotten to yet, but let me say it up front, that there are Shmonas Yimei HaMiluim, and we're going to derive a lot from this parsha of Shmonas Yimei HaMiluim. And one of the things we're going to derive from that is this halach of Machne Yisrael in the Mishkan, because at the time of the erection of the Mishkan, Moshe and Aaron were given the command Lechanech, Lachnoch, Es HaMishkan, by wearing Big Day Kahuna and bringing Karbanos for 8 days. These are the 8 days of Miluim. And the Pasuk is the source for this phrase of Yimei HaMiluim. It says in Shmos Chav Ches, Umileisa Es Yodam, which means Chinuch. When a person is appointed for some sort of a job, he needs to have like a Chazakah. He's got to implement it and get used to it and get the experience of it. And that's what's going on during the Shmonis Yimei HaMiluim. On each day of the Shmonis Yimei HaMiluim, they were makriv a par lechatos, two elim, one aisle le'ola, one le'shlamim. They also brought a sal matzos with eser chalos revucha and 10 chalos matzos, blulos b'shemen, asor rikike matzos, mishuche b'shemen. Moshe at that point for the 8 days was serving as the Kohen Gadol. He would take one of each of the 10 chalos. He would be makrivit on the Mizbeach for Hashem. Whatever was left over was eaten by Aaron Ubanov in the Chatzah of the Old Moed, and on the 8th day of the Miluim, after all the Korbanos and the Mincha were brought, Moshe turns to Aaron and to his sons, and he says, K'chu es ha-mincha noseres mishe Hashem v'chluach matzos eitzel ha-mizbeach ki kodesh kadoshim hi v'achaltem osa b'makom kadosh v'eschazea tenufa v'eshok ha-tshuma tochlu b'makom tohar. And Moshe commanded Aaron and his sons to eat the Mosar Mincha and the Mura Me'el Ashlamim B'Makom Tahar. There's a kasha here from the Keren Ora. Why doesn't the Gemara derive these halachas from a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh? It says, Lo sucha lechol b'sharecha v'chol nidarecha sher tidar u'nidvosecha u'bisharecha. Now the Torah says here, Bisharecha, and we learn from this pasuk that you're not allowed to eat Kodshim Kalim outside of Yerushalayim. Sharecha means the Chomos of Yerushalayim. And from that we should also derive the conclusion that inside the Chomos Yerushalayim, anywhere inside, you're allowed to, because the Torah doesn't say in any place that it's Asur. So why do we need to come on to this whole parasha of Shmonas Yimei HaMiluim? We'll see all the drashos. And he answers that without this drush that we have here, if we would have derived kodshi kodshim necholim b'toch Yerushalayim, we would have assumed it would have to be in toch ha'zora, af kodshim kalm yochlenu dafka ba'zora, and we would interpret the pasuk osucha lechol b'sharecha means chutz la'zora. That's what the shar means, not chutz Yerushalayim. So we need all the drushes that we have here in order to establish that the Iser of Achilas Kodshim is only Chutz Le'ir. Tanur Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa. The Torah says in Vayikra Yud, Vayom Hashmini L'Miluim, V'eis Chazei HaTnufa V'eishok HaTshuma Tochlu B'Makom Tahor. Amar Rav Nechemya, why did Moshe have to command us to eat the chazet nufa and the shokat shuma b'makom tahar. Are there any other karbanos to which this principle, this requirement, this restriction doesn't apply? V'chi, rishonim, all the karbanos that came before this, for example, se'irei chatos and shiari mincha, are abetuma cholum? I mean, as a rhetorical question, even with regard to those, the se'irei chatos and shiari mincha, the Torah says that we're commanded to eat them in a mokum kadosh. In Shiar Mincha, it says, "Kchuas amincha v'hanoseres mishe Hashem v'chlua matzos eitzal amizbeach." So Rabbi Nechemi answers, "Ela, from the fact that the Torah writes b'mokum kadosh, I'm sorry, b'mokum tar, instead of writing b'mokum kadosh, is michlal, the mashma, the implication is that you don't need a complete makom tahar, but rather you can have a makom tahar that's not a makom kadosh. It's got that in-between status, which means it's tamei v'miktas, but it's also tar. It's tar as far as tumas mitzora, because a mitzora is not allowed to enter into it, but it's tamei as far as tumas zav is concerned, meaning a zav is allowed to go in there, and mitzora is enjoined from going in there. The Ez is there, which makom fits that description, that twilight zone, that on the one hand, a mitzora is excluded, and yet a zav is allowed to go in there. Ze machne Yisrael, that's in the midbar called machne Yisrael. And the Rambam writes, Sholosh machnas ho Yisrael ba midbar, machne Yisrael, vehi. He says that Machne Yisrael itself, he says, is divided up into four machnos. Machne Leviya, and it says in the pasuk V'saviv leMishkan Yachnu, Machne Shechina, which is the Pesach, Chotzer, Ol Moed, and Lifnim, and Lidoros miPesach Yerushalayim at Harabayis. That's called Machne Yisrael. MiPesach Harabayis up to the Pesach HaZorah, which is called the Shar Niknar, that's called the Machne Leviyim. Pesach HaZorah Lifnim is Machne Shechina. And the Mitzorah, the Gemara establishes in Psochem Samach Zayin, has to be sent Chutz L'Sholosh Machnos. Just to clarify a little bit the Lashon HaRambam here that we quoted in Beis HaBechira, Sholosh Machnos Hoyu Bamidbar Machne Yisrael V'Hu Arba Machnos. Very strange language. The Arba Machnos here in the Rambam is a reference to four Shvatim. And for that you have to go back to the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. And there you'll have Machne Yehuda, Machne Reuven, Machne Ephraim, Umachne Don. So we have Machne Yisrael, which is comprised of these four Shvatim, which is called Arba Machnos in the Rambam's language. But as far as the laws of Tuma Vitara and Kedusha and so forth, there are Sholosh Machnos. And there's Machne Yisro, which is made up of those four Shvatim. There's Machne Leviya, where it says Visaviv La Mishkan Yachnu. And then there's a Machne Shechina, which is Mipesach Hatzar Ol Moedu Lufnim. And then the Rambam says Kenegdon Lidoros, that's only in the Midbar, but this corresponds Lidoros to Pesach Yerushalayim at Harabayis, that's called Machne Yisrael. Pesach Harabayis at Pesach Azora is Machne Leviya. And Pesach Azor V'lifnim is Machne Shechina. V'hachel, V'ezras Hanoshim, Malu Yisera B'beis Olomim. Then the Rambam goes on to establish the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh Mikol Ha'arotos. So we have here the following, that there's Degel Machne Yehuda, and together with Degel Machne Yehuda was Yisachar and Zvulun, so that's three Shvatim. We have Degel Machne Reuven, together with Shimon and Gad, another three Shvatim. We have Degel Machne Ephraim, together with Machne Ephraim is Menashe and Binyamin, another three. And finally, Degel Machne Don, and with Machne Don we have Osher and Naphtali, that's 3 times 4 is 12. and anywhere in that area between the Dgolim is, he says the following, that the Dgolim, each one of the four included three Shvatim. Then there was Bein HaDgolim. Now, as far as the status of Machne Yisrael is concerned, which we said is that kind of ambiguous state. What do I mean by an ambiguous state? On the one hand, a Mitzora has to be sent out of Machne Yisrael, but a Zav is allowed to enter into Machne Yisrael. He's not allowed, a Zav is not allowed to enter into Machne Leviyah. A Tamei Mes is allowed to enter into Machne Leviyah, but not into Machne Shechina. So as far as the dinim of Chaza, Tnufa, Shokatruma of Kachim Kalim, the Heter Achila, which the Torah says B'makom Tahar, it doesn't say B'makom Kadosh, is a reference to Machne Yisrael, and we're talking about the area that's Toch Asifas HaDegel. Rashi seems to indicate that there's another area within Machne Yisrael, which is called Bein HaDgolim, sort of between one Shevet and the other. There you weren't allowed to eat Kodshi Kodshim. The Rashash doesn't know where Rashi derived this from. Pashtus, even the place where the Dgolim are together, everything is called Machne Yisrael. In any event, there is a Tosefta that seems to suggest Rashi's Pshat. We've established that during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kachim Kalim could be eaten Lifnim Bichovs Yushalayim. And from this we derive the conclusion that the place for Achilas Chaz V'Shok that was subject to Harama from the Korban HaShlamim during the Yemei HaMiluim, that was in all of Machne Yisrael. And from that we can extrapolate and apply to all Kachim Kalim that it's Necholim L'chol Ha'ir. Again, the Pasuk speaks about Chaz V'Shok of Shalmei Tzibur that were brought by Bnei Yisrael on the eighth day of the Miluim. How can we learn from that for other Shlamim? These are only Kodshei Shah, because, you know, the Tzibur can't bring Shlamim like this, Lidoros. So Lechora, this is a Horah Shah situation, the Shalmei Shmonis Yimei Miluim. It's not a Dinin Kodshei Doros. Rav Nechemi himself, later on in Daf Kuf Aleph, is going to make a distinction between Kodshei Shah, which are more Kal, than Kodshei Doros. So maybe the Torah is Mekil here, allowing the Achila of the Shalmei Tzibur of Shmonis Yimei Miluim to be eaten Bechol Ha'ir. So he quotes here a Mitzpeh Eson, who offers the following answer. He says that this Pasuk is not speaking only exclusively about the Chaz V'Shok of Shalmei Tzibur, but really it's speaking about the Chaz V'Shok of Shalmei Nachshon, meaning every Nasi had to be makriv his Karbonos on each one of these days of Miluim. One of these Karbonos was a Karbon Shlomim, and they have the status of Kodshei Doros because a Yochid could bring Shalmei Nedova. So the derivation of Rabbi Nechemia here from Chaz V'Shok is not the Chaz V'Shok of the Tzibur at large, but rather the Chaz V'Shok of Shalmei Nachshon, of each one of the Nesiim, and that din of Nidovas HaYochid in Shlomim is Lidoros. Now the Gemara asks Akasha on this Braisa, how does Rabbi Nechemia know to darshan the Pasuk B'Makom Tahar as referring to all of Machne Yisrael, which means that it's Tar Mitumas Mitzora, but it's Tomei Mitumas Zavi Ema? Perhaps what the Pasuk has in mind is a place which is Tar Mitumas Zav Mitomei Mitumas Mes. Maybe we're talking about a place where even the Zavim are not allowed to enter, and when it says that it's not completely Tomei, and it's not completely tahar, that's referring to a place where the tamei betumas mess is allowed to go in. The ezer zeh zeh machne levir, because the status of machne levir was such that neither a mitzora nor a zav was allowed to go in there, but on the other hand, a tamei mess was allowed to go in there, and that's called the makom chnias halevim saviv lemishkan. Now, there's a little bit of a problem here with Nida, Zav, and Balkeri that are not allowed to enter into the Machna Levia. So therefore, how would the Leviim be allowed to live with their wives? Where were the wives of the Leviim found when they were Tmeos? And the Meshech Chochma has a pshat here about Machna Levia, that that's not the place exactly where the Leviim lived, but it's the Mokom where they were Chones, Saviv, Lemachna, Shechina. But the base dira, in fact, was chutz l'machna levia. And therefore, there's no problem of Anita going into machna levia here, because she didn't enter into the machna levia. In any event, the machna levia, which is the chanias ha-levim, as we said, sviv ha-mishkan, at the time of the base ha-migdash, the corresponding part was called the harabayis. And it's called a makom tar, but the Torah wants to be mekil and say that you don't need a makom kadosh. And perhaps it's possible that the kula here is the machna levia where a tamei mess is allowed to enter. And then we would come to the final conclusion that the heter v'achilus kodshi kalim would only apply to the arbayis, but not beyond the machna levia. And Abai comes to defend this drasha that Kodesh Kalim is eaten in the entire city of Yerushalayim, and that's way beyond the Harabayis. Amar Abaye, the reason why Rabbi Nechemiah has this drasha is to be marba the machne Yisrael for achilas Kodesh Kalim, is because Amar Kra, the pasuk says Vayikra Yud, as far as Shiori Mincha is concerned, that were brought on the Shmini Lamiluim, Vachaltem Osa b'makom kadosh, that's called the machne Shechina. And the Torah says, Mitevas Osa, it's coming to be Maite Dafka Osa, the Hainu, the Machne Shehukrava B'miluim, is then you eat it B'makom Kadosh, V'lo Acheres B'makom Kadosh. In other words, another mincha, like for example, Lachme Toda, does not have to be eaten in B'makom Kadosh, which means Toch Hazora. Afke, the Torah removes the Machna Shechina, where it was called, L'machna Levia. In other words, even though, if it wouldn't have said B'makom Tar, we would have known that Minchas Toda does not have to be eaten in the Machna Shechina, like in the Beis HaMikdash or Toch HaZara, but now Hadar Ksiv, since the Torah went out of its way to tell us with regard to Chaza Tnuva and Shok Truma Tochlu B'makom Tar, which is a pasuk that's completely superfluous, it must be coming to teach us that you have to eat the chazet tnufa and shok truma in a makom tar. Now we know, and it's a davar pashut, that a makom tamei is excluded, they're not allowed to eat it there, and we cannot say that the kavane of the pasuk is to machna levia, because that we knew already from the pasuk makom tar. In other words, from the mir of osa, we already derived the exclusion of Machna Levia, is therefore we must assume that Mokom Tar is Afka LeMachna Levia, to teach us that Kodshim Kalim are eaten in the Machna Levia, or at the time of the Beis HaMikdash B'chol Ha'ir. Rava gives another alternative justification of the Drasha Rav Nechemiah. Rava Omar, that since the Torah says as far as Machna V'achaltem Osa B'Mokom Kadosh, Osa, in other words, you have to eat b'makom kadosh. What's osa? And lo hitzrach hakosev lechol mincha cheres, like lachmei tod b'makom kadosh. Afka legamrei. The Torah is being motziat migamrei to teach us that even chutz lemachna Yisrael, or at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, chutz lechomis Yerushalayim, mutol li'ochla. Oh, but Hadar Kasev Achmana, the Torah goes back and says, with regard to Chazat Tnufa Shokat Truma Tochlu Makom Tahar, is Aile Lamachne Yisrael. It takes it out of Chutz Lamachne Yisrael and takes it back into Machne Yisrael to teach us that they can be eaten betoch Machne Yisrael, or as we said during the time of the Beis Hamikdash betoch Chomas Yerushalayim. The Gemara asks the Kasha now on Rav of the Ema. Perhaps we could say that Ayla, the Torah, brings it back to the Machne Leviyah. How do you know it brings it back to Machne Yisrael, meaning Kodshim Kalim should be eaten only in the Machne Leviyah at the time Beis Hamikdash on the Har HaBayis? And the Gemara answers, L'chadom Aylinon, L'tarte Loma Aylinon. Notice the Pasuk seems to indicate, B'mokom Tar, that all it's trying to teach us is that the Din of Achila goes down one Madrega, or is more restricted, I should say, by one Madrega. And since we have the drush of Osa b'makom kadosh, Veina Cheres b'makom kadosh, that was Motzia Legamre, then, which means you don't even need Machne Yisrael. Now when the Torah says b'makom tahar, we're going to jack up the requirement by one level, which is to Machne Yisrael, but Latarti Loma Alina, we're not going to jack it up by two Madregas and teach me that we have to restrict the Achila to the Machne Leviyah. So Gemara asks, "Hachi afuke nami?" When you took the pasuk osa b'makom kadosh v'ein acheres b'makom kadosh, which was a miut that you don't need a makom kadosh for minchas lachme toda, as opposed to shiari mincha, which was brought on Yom Hashmini l'miluim. How did you know, Rava, that this was excluding it legamre and telling you that you're absolutely allowed to eat it even outside of Machne Yisrael? Why not say, Michad mafkina, mitarte lo mafkina, that the miyud is coming to tell you that we lower it by one darga, which means you don't have to eat it in the Machne Shechino like Shari Mincha, but you're allowed to eat it in Machne Leviyah. But how do you know that we can exclude it two madregas, two levels, and tell you that you're allowed to eat it anywhere, even outside of Machne Yisrael? And furthermore, the Od Gemara objects to Rava. Once you have the drush of Osa b'makom kadosh, the Ein Acheres b'makom kadosh, is you want to exclude it completely, and you don't even need Machne Yisrael. What about Lo Sucha Lechol Bisharecha? The Pasuk says in Dvar Yud Beis regarding Kodshim Kalim, it says Lo Sucha Lechol Bisharecha. And it says in the Pasuk Siv that Lo Sucha Lechol Bisharecha, which means you're not allowed to eat Kodshim Kalim outside of Chomas Yerushalayim. Bisharecha means Chutz Yerushalayim. Right? Sharecha is the opposite of Lo Sucha Lechol Bisharecha, meaning the Torah is telling you you can't eat Kodshim Kalim outside of the Chomas Yerushalayim Bisharecha. And that includes also Lachmei Toda. So it's impossible to say that Osa B'Makom Kodesh is coming to exclude Kodshim Kalim, in this case Lachmei Toda, from any sort of restriction whatsoever, as if to say you're allowed to eat it even outside of Chutz Machne Yisrael. That would contradict the Pasuk Lo Sucha Lechol Bisharecha. Now, the Machvarta, the Gemara comes back to Kedabaye, that the drosh of Nechemya has to be interpreted the way Abaye interpreted it, rather than the way Rav interpreted it. And this leads us to the second Mishnah on Daf Nun Heyamad Aleph, which is continuing to explain the dinim of the Korbanos called Kodshim Kalim. And now it's going to teach us the dinim of Shlomim in general, not Lachmei Toda and El Nazir, but rather all of Shlom. Now, just by way of introduction to this Mishnah, there are seven categories of Shlomim. There's what's called Shalmei Yochid, which are Bab and Adava, and that's based on a pasuk in Vayikra Gimel Vim Zevach Shlomim Karbano. Number two, there's Shalmei Chagiga. During the time of Aliyah Regel, every person would bring Shalmei Chagiga, as the pasuk says, Shivas Yom Tachog LaShem Elokecha. Then there's Shalmei Simcha, which are also brought at the time of Aliyah LeRegel. And the Torah says, V'savachta Shlomim V'chalta Shom V'samachta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. Then we have the 14th of Nisan. The carbon that's brought in Erev Pesach is called Chagigas Arbasar, and it was eaten together with the Pesach, actually before the Pesach, so that the Pesach would be eaten al Asova. And that's based on the Pasuk in Devarim Tesvav, V'zavachta Pesach Lashem Elokecha Tzon Ubakar. The fifth category is Shalmei Nazir, which is the carbon that the Nazir brings on the day that he completes his Nazirus. In Parshas Nosa, V'kriveth Karbono Lashem V'el Echad V'ayel Echad Tamim L'Shlamim. Then we have the sixth category, which is Karbon Toda. That's in Vayikra Zay V'zos Torah Zevach HaShlamim Im Al Toda Im Todak Yakrivu Al Todak Yakrivu. And finally, we have Shalmei Tzibur, which is the Kivsei Atzeres that accompany the Shteil Lechem on Chag HaShavuos. So we've already dealt in previous Mishnais with the laws of Shalmei Tzibur, the laws of Karbon Toda, the laws of El Nazir. What about the balance of Karbonos Shlomim? And again, if you want to know why these Karbonos are called Shlomim, the Toras Konim, which Rashi quotes in Vayikra Gimel, offers two possible approaches. One is that anyone who brings a shlomim, he brings it to establish shalom ba'olam. And another is because yesh bahem shalom lekulam, which means everybody gets a piece of the shlomim. The dam and the imurim are given to the mizbech, the chaz v'shok given to the kohanim, the bas and the ar are for the bailim. And that brings peace into the world. The Rashbam in Vayikra also adds another element into the equation. He says, Shlomim is Miloshen Tashlumin, which means that these are karbonos that come b'neder v'nidova, and therefore he has to be Mishalim as Nidro. So that's called Shlomim. And the Mishnah establishes that Shlomim are Kodshim Kalim, which means they're not subject to Me'ila, and therefore if somebody has benefit from them, he's not Chayav a Karbon Me'ila. And that's because Kodshim Kalim are Momen Bailim, they don't really belong to Hegdesh. So there's no gzeil of hegdesh. Ushchitasan bechol makom ba'zora. They don't require tzafon, so you could do it in the southern end of the azora. V'daman, the dam shchita that was received in a kli tone, it needs a zrika l'mizbech of shtei matanos shehein arba, which means the kohen takes the dam in the mazrik, and he's zorik mimenu al mizbeach from chetzio v'lamata. It means the second, the bottom half, below the chutas sikra, one zrika on two diagonal corners, or shall we say two zrikos on two diagonal corners of the mizbeach, one zrika on the keren mizrachis tzfonis, the other zrika on the keren marovis dromis, in such a way that the dam will fall on all four kosley hamizbeach. And that's called Shtayim Shehein Arba. Necholim v'necholim b'chol ha'ir, they can be eaten all of Yerushalayim inside the choma, l'chol adam, even a zar, b'chol machol, whether it's tzli or mevushal, l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. Here we give them the maximum of 2 days. This is the largest amount, the longest amount of time that we give for any karmah. 2 days and one night. That means the day in which the carbon was brought, the night following, and the day following. Now the Shita Megubetzes quotes Rabbeinu Peretz that the mitzvah, the Iker mitzvah of Shlomim, is to eat them on the first day. And the Rabban also amplifies this in his commentary on the Torah in Vayikra Zion. And that's what it means when the Torah says, in Vayikra Zayin, it says, "Biyom hakrivu es zivcho ye ochel umi mochras vanosim imenu," etc. So it says, "Biyom hakrivu," to tell you that the ikar mitzvah is to eat it on the first day. And after the first day, it's already, in a sense, called nosar. It's not real nosar, but it should be eaten mi'ikar adover on Yom Rishon. Okay, now it says Laila Echad in the Mishnah, which is a Lashon Zachar. Apparently Laila here is a Lashon Zachar, and you'll see this also in Breishis Perek Mem Aleph, that Laila is called a Lashon Zachar, Laila Echad. There are other places in Shas where it's called Laila Achas. So apparently Laila could go either as Zachar or as Nekeva. Now when it says Shnei Yomim, it means up to Shkiyas Achama of the second day, because the Torah says Im Neder O Nedova Zevach Korbono Biyom HaKrivas Es Zivcho Ye Achel Umi Machras Manosu Mimeni Ye Achel. The Gemara explains that on the second night it cannot be eaten, even though in general in Kodshim we say the Laila Holech Acharayom. Here's the exception to the rule, and it becomes Nosar after the Yom, and the Laila is not attached to the Yom that came before it. Now, with regard to Korbanos that are eaten by Yom Ubalaila, we learned in the Mishnais early in the Masechta that Laila means until Chatzos, even though technically according to the Doraisa law, you're allowed to eat it until Alos HaShachar. The Chachom made a gzera to eat it until Chatzos. Now, in the case of Shlomim Shenecholim Shnei Yomim V'Laila Echad, the Rabbanan did not institute this gzera that he should be eating it up to, but not beyond Chatzos of the second day. And the reason for that, Tosus explains, is because the Alos HaShachar is Eino Nikar Kol Kach, and therefore there's a chash, they might eat it after Alos HaShachar, but not in the case of Shkiyas Acham of the second day. That's called Zman Nikar and Lo Gozru Be Rabbanon. Now, in the case of Korban Shlomim, the Bailim eat the Basar, but the Chaz of a Shok is given to the Kohen. As it says, Ki Es Chaz HaTnufa Veshok HaTruma Lakachti me eis b'nei Yisrael mizivchei shal mehem v'teno som li Aaron akoni l'bonav l'chok olam me eis b'nei Yisrael. So the Mishnah says hamura mehem, what you take away from the korban shlom and separate it as chazav eshok to give to the Kohen, kayotze behen, it has the same status as the korban itself, means it's nechal all over Yerushalayim, whether it's roasted or cooked for 2 days and a night, Ela Shamuram Nechal Kohanim, but that section can be eaten only for Kohanim Ulinashehem, Livnehem Ulavdehem, but it cannot be eaten by Zorim, by non-Kohanim. The Gemara now goes back to what it says about the Mishnah, that you could eat Shlomim any place in the Azara. I'm sorry, that the Shechita of the Shlomim could take place anywhere in the Azara. Torah Rabbanan. The Braisa says that 3 times the Torah says, Oel Moed, as far as Shechita Shlomim. Number one, in Vayikra Gimel it says, Im min ha-bakar hu makriv ushchato Pesach Oel Moed. Number two, over there in the next few psukim, if you skip a few psukim, it says, Im kesev hu makrivis karbano v'shachado so lifnei ohel moed. And finally, in the next set of psukim, it says, V'im eiz karbano v'shachato so lifnei ohel moed. And all these psukim are teaching us, lahachshir es kol haruchos, all the sections, all the sides of the Azor v'kodshim kalim, and the Shechit of Kodshim Kalim could take place anywhere in the Azara, all sides, not just in the Tzafon. And that's the repetition over and over again. The Gemara later on in Omid Beis is going to try to explain how we derive this from the Psukim. And you don't have to shecht it k'neged Pesach Ol Moed. Anywhere in the Azara is fine. The Braisa now addresses the case of Shechitas Kodshim Kalim as far as Tzofon is concerned. In other words, once we were machshir all the ruchos in the Azor for Shechitas Kodshim Kalim, we should certainly derive Tzofon with a Kavachomer. Kavachomer lit Tzofon. Uma kodshe kodshim shlo hukshuru b'chol haruchos. Is hukshuru b'tzofon kodshim kalim shukshuru b'chol haruchos ein adin shukshuru b'tzofon. So that's clear according to this Tanakhava. We'll see Rabbi Eliezer in a minute. That Tzofon with a Kavachomer is fine for Shchitas Kodshim, and even in the case of Kodshim, Kodshim, where you can only Shecht it in the Tzofon, how much more so in Kodshim Kalim, where you can include Tzofon in Lifnei Ol Moed? Why exactly do you need a Kavachomer? And that's because of Rabbi Eliezer. He's going to be of the opinion that you need a special ribui from the pasuk to be machshir tzafon l'shchitas kodshim kalim. Without the pasuk, we would have excluded tzafon from the kal v'chomer. And that's why the Tanakhava felt compelled to establish you don't need a ribui, but rather you could derive it from a kal v'chomer, from kodshi kodshim. And therefore, the pasuk that comes to be machshir shloshes aruchos is machshir even tzafon. Now, it could be possible that this kal v'chomer is based on the fact that the Tanakhama holds that kedushas tzafon is chamura mishar mikedushas shar haruchos. And this will become clearer when we see Rashi in explaining Rabbi Eliezer, who doesn't accept this kal v'chomer, because he holds that Tzofon is not more kadosh, it doesn't have a greater level of kedusha, it's only a din of kviyas makom, and that's it. And the kal v'chomer should be understood that we found in kedushas Tzofon that kedusha is chamura, it's more intense than the kedusha of all the other sections, the other areas in the Azara, because it's kosher l'shchitas kodshei kodshim, even though none of the other ruchos are ksherim for shchitas kodshim kodshim, but nevertheless you can shech kodshei kodshim in the tzofon, how much more so in kodshim kalim that you could shech them in the tzofon. Now the Raisa quotes the opposing view of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, this din that Shchitas Kodshim Kalim can be implemented in the Tzofon is not derived from a Kal V'chomer, but rather from a ribui in the pasuk. It says, Lo Nemar HaKosuv Elo LaHachshir Tzofon. One of the various psukim that we mentioned earlier is coming as a ribui to teach us that Tzofon is kosher for Shchitas Kodshim Kalim. The Gemara later on is going to explain which of the psukim is the candidate for Rabbi Eliezer Limud. But why is it that Rabbi Eliezer needs a special pasuk? Why couldn't he derive it from a kal v'chomer? Sheyochol valodinu. I would have said that there's a kal v'chomer here, that Tzofon, which is again, this kal v'chomer of Rabbi Eliezer is coming to teach me that Tzofon is posel l'shchitas kodshim kalim before the separate ribui. And it goes like this. Yochel, if you would say, hello, dinhu, there's a kal v'chomer that Tzofon should be invalid for shchitas kodshim kalim. Why? Uma kodshim kalim shehukshuru b'chol aruchos. Nevertheless, lo hukshuru mekoman eitzel kodshei kodshim. In other words, whereas Kodshim Kalim, you could have a Shchita anywhere in the Azara, in the case of Kodshei Kodshim, you cannot have a Shchita anywhere in the Azara, only in the Tzofon. It's Kodshei Kodshim, Shalo Hukshu Ela B'Tzofon, Ein Odin, Shalo Hukshar Mekomon, meaning Tzofon, Eitzel Kodshim Kalim. So this Kal V'chomer is going to teach us that Tzofon is possible Shchitas Kodshim Kalim. Because if in the case of Kodshim Kalim, the other three ruchos are ksherim, and in the case of kodshim kalim, only azara, only tzofon was allowed, was valid. Then, since in kodshim kodshim you only have the opportunity of tzofon, eno din shelo hukshar makomom eitzel kodshim kalim. Now, to understand this Kalvachomer, we would like to suggest the Rashash is Pshat. We'll see if we can understand that. He says the following, that Kodshim Kalim has a Revach, has a very wide open possibilities for Shechita, meaning the entire Azara. And yet, Lo Huchshru Mekomam LeKodshe Kodshim. So that very makom, which expands and includes the entire Azara, which is fine for Shechitas Kodshim Kalim, is not kosher for Shechitas Kodshe Kodshim. And one could offer the following explanation: Shelo Yidchaku Aleim Es Mekomam. In other words, a smaller, shall I say, a more narrow space was designated, was allowed, allotted for Shechitas Kodshim Kodshe Kodshim, and that's called a Makom Katan, and that's called Tzafa. Oh. So Kal Vachomer, much more so, that place which was designated for Kodshe Kodshim should not be Kodshim Shechitas Kodshim Kalim. In other words, the Torah allowed Shechitas Kodshim Kalim in its area. And, you know, that's going to make that area very busy. The Torah therefore designated, singled out an area that's dedicated for Kodshe Kodshim. But don't encroach on that area that's designated for Kodshe Kodshim by allowing Shechita of Kodshim Kalim. And we're going to see a similar svara later on in Daf Nunches. This is the explanation of the Rashash. It also appears in the Malbim and elsewhere. There is another possibility that what Rav Lazar means by this Kal Vachomer is not exactly Bedafka. It's not a Kal Vachomer of Kula and Chumra, but rather it should be understood this way: that Kodshim Kalim were Hukshru Bishlosha Ruchos, even though Afal Pichen, his yachtu lehem osam aruchos v'lo nitnu lekodshe kodshim kodshim kalim kodshe kodshim shlo hukshu ala bitzof v'lvad edin shlo yisyachut oso haruach elehem v'lvad. If the Torah allowed three ruchos in the case of kodshim kalim, and those were designated exclusively for kodshim kalim, and they weren't given or allotted for kodshe kodshim, then kodshe kodshim, where the Torah only allowed Tzafon and nothing else but Tzafon, certainly that Ruach should be dedicated to them exclusively, meaning to them, meaning Kodshi Kodshi. Now, because of this Kal Vachomer, Talmud Lomer, we need a Pasuk. We have three Pesukim that indicate you need Pesach Ol Moed. You have Hishchata Pesach Ol Moed, and then we have Hishachat Oso Lifnei Ol Moed. We have Lifnei Ol Moed, Hishachat Oso Lifnei Ol Moed, the third Psukim. And this is going to teach us that Shechitas Kodshim Kalim is Kshera B'Tzafon. Here we turn to Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. Now the Braisa explained to us that there's Machlokes, presented Machlokes between Rabbi Elezer and Chachamim, as to how we derive the halacha that Shechitas Kodshim Kalim is Kshera even B'Tzafon. According to Tanakam, it's a Kal Vachomer. According to Rabbi Elezer, it's learned from a special Pasuk. The Gemara wants to clarify, B'Maiko Miflugi, what is the root of this Machlokes, since both Rabbi Elezer and Tanakam actually come to the same conclusion, halacha l'maisa. Rabbi Elezer from a Pasuk, Tanakama from a Kal Vachomer, what does the Tanakama do with that Pasuk, which Rabbi Elezer builds upon, and yet Rabbi Elezer is going to use that Pasuk for Tzafon, and the Chachomim apparently are going to use that Pasuk for something else. So the Gemara explains the following. Tanakama Savar Tlosa Kroik Siva. There are three Psukim in this context. Chad Legufei, the Pasuk number one, which is Ushchato Pesach O Moed, is needed to teach me the din itself, that Dini Boy Pesach O Moed, that at the time of the Shechita we need Pesach O El Moed, that if there's no Pesach O Moed, for example, before they open up the Dlosos of the Eichal, or before they set up the Levium in the Mishkan, or after they take apart the Mishkan. In all these cases, there is no Pesach Ol Moed at the time of the Shechita, therefore the Shechita is Psula. That's number one. Then V'chad, we need another Pasuk of Lifnei Ol Moed, and that's going to teach us Lahachshir Tzdadim, that if he shechts it on the Tzdadei Azara, that it's kosher. What does that mean, Tzdadei Azara? Dehainu kol rochav ha'azara shemi mizrach leheichol, the entire width on the eastern side of the heichol, af she'enu k'neged ha'pesach, even though it's not exactly mimul ha'pesach, shritosek shera, if it would have just said v'shachtu pesach ol moed, it would imply that it's got to be dafka k'neged pesach ol moed, but not l'tzdadim. Therefore we need lifnei ol moed as a ribui to teach us that the shechita doesn't have to be dafka k'neged ha'pesach, and all the airspace in the width of the Azara, which is not Kenegida Heichal, is included in Pesach Ol Moed. And therefore it doesn't say Kenegida Ol Moed, it says Lifnei Ol Moed, which means the entire eastern section of the Azara. The Chad, and another pasuk of Lifnei Ol Moed, is coming Lifsol Tzidei Tzdadim. There's something called Tzidei Tzdadim of the Azara. For example, what we call Lishkos Habnuyos Be'azara. Again, this is all going to be a sugya later on in Daf Nun Vav. And those areas, even though inside the Lishkat Kodesh, the Shechita nevertheless is a Shechita Psula. And Mirtz Hashem will have a lot to talk about here with regard to Tzidei Tzdadim and the Lishkos HaPnuyos Be'azara. And this is all coming to exclude from the following, that just like the Pasuk says, V'shachto Pesach Ol Moed in Tzlav B'davka, and it means the entire Azoras K'shera, so when it says, V'shachto Sol Lifnei Ol Moed, it's not B'davka, and the Iker Kavon of the Pasuk is that you have to have an Ol Moed, as we say in Hebrew, Ol Moed Natui, and therefore it says Lifnei Ol Moed, to teach us that only in the Azara can you do the Shechting, but not in Tzidei Tzdadim, which means the Lishkos. And if you want to come to be Machshir Tzofon, is Lo Itzrich Krah, according to the Tanakhama here in this Braisa, you don't need a Pasuk, a special Pasuk. And the reason for that is because of the Kal V'chomer that's Machshir Tzofon. However, Rabbi Eliezer Savar, he holds that we need the three Pesukim to teach us the following. Chad L'Gufei, that's the first Pasuk V'shachto, Pesach Ol Moed. It has to teach me the din itself, to Liboy Pesach Ol Moed, as opposed to all those times and situations in which there was no Ol Moed Natui. V'chad, another Pasuk Lifnei Ol Moed, to teach me Lahachshir Tzafon, that even the Tzafon is kosher for the Shechitas Kodshim Kalim, because we had that Kavachomer that would have excluded Tzafon. V'chad, and we need the third Pasuk Lifnei Ol Moed, Lahachshir Tzdadim. So now, once you're Machshir Tzdadim, which is not Keneged Pesach Ol Moed, but includes the entire Rochav of the Azara from the eastern side of the Heichal, so what do we do with Tzidei Tzdadim, the Lishkos? So he says, Lo Itzrich Krah, we don't need a Pasuk for that. But from the very fact that the Torah says, Lifnei Ol Moed, it's Machshir Dafkav in the Azara, not Tzidei Tzdadim. Now, as far as Tzidei Tzdadim is concerned, and the Lishkos, we're going to need to learn a sugya here on Daf Nun Vav, and the question is, according to Tanakhama, it seems that we need a special pasuk to invalidate Lishkos for Shechitas Kodshei Kodshim, and that's clarified again in the Gemara Daf Nun Vav. And now we need a pasuk to teach us that ain shochtim sham kodshim kalim, because these lishkos don't have the proper kedusha, the full kedusha of the Azara. Now this is a little bit strange. Why do we need a pasuk to invalidate the lishkos for kodshi kodshim, for shchitas kodshi kodshim, if we've already established that these lishkos don't have kedusha, and that's why you cannot shech kodshi kalim in these lishkos? Now Tosus therefore comes up with an alternative pshat in Tzidei Tzadim, and it's referring to Beis HaChalifos. And again, this is going to be a sugya later on in the Gemara. But let's just raise the following question. Even without the pasuk, shouldn't we exclude lishkos because they don't have kedusha? And this becomes very difficult according to Rashi. Tosa says that Tzidei Tzadim is coming to exclude Beis HaChalifos. That's something different. But according to Rashi, it's coming to exclude lishkos, and the lishkos don't have kedusha. So the Achronim say that since the lishka is b'nuya b'kodesh, it's p'sucha l'kodesh, for sure it has kedusha d'oraisa, nevertheless we don't shech their kodshim kalim, because they are considered tzidei tzadim. In other words, if the Pesach of the Lishka is mechuvan keneged Pesach ha-heichal, then you can't shech the kodshim kalim, because then it's not considered tzidei tzadim. But as far as the kedusha is concerned, in all cases the lishkos have kedusha. You just need Pesach ha-lishka mechuvan keneged Pesach ha-heichal. And in the absence of Mechuvan Keneged Pesach HaHeichal, then Eochinavi, there's no Shechitas Kodshim Kalim in the Lishkos. The Keren Ora is assuming a different pshat in Rashi, that Rashi is referring not to the Lishkos HaBnuyas BeKodesh, but rather the Lishkos HaBnuyas BeChol. And even though, according to the Chachamim, the Tochan Kodesh Min HaTorah, the inside of these Lishkos, have the Kedusha Min HaTorah. And hopefully we'll get to clarify this a little later on. That this exactly is the Machlokas Shin Rabbi Elezer Chachamim. Do you need a Pasuk to be Mamait Tzidei Tzadim? The Tanna Kamma holds that these Lishkos were Tochan Kodesh, and that's a Doraisa Halach. We need a Pasuk therefore to Pasul Shchita there. In other words, even though they have Kedusha, but nevertheless it's not called Lifnei Ol Moed. But Rabbi Elezer is of the opinion that there's no din of Tochan Kodesh with regard to those Lishkos, even Min HaTorah, and therefore there's no reason to require a pasuk to exclude them. Now, why the Lishkos excluded here for Shchitas Kodshim Kalim? L'chor, you're going to have to say that the Lishkos are considered a makom b'fnei atzman, and they're not considered an integral part of the Azara. Now, the strange thing is that Rashi says kigon Lishkos, implying that there are other examples, and l'chor, we don't know of any of other examples of a shem makom that's added to the Azara. And even though it's part of the Azor, it's a makom b'fnei atzmo. And it would be more, perhaps, comfortable to interpret that this miut is because mechitzos halishkos mafsikos bein hashochet lebein Pesach haheichal. In any event, this leads us to the Gemara's question about the shini loshen apsukim, maishna hocha. Why is it that one pasuk uses the word Pesach, the chsiv u'shchato Pesach oel moed, maishna hasam, in the other two psukim it doesn't say Pesach at all, the chsiv v'shachat oso lifnei oel moed, no mention of Pesach. And the Gemara answers, k'mashmal and k'rabbi Yehuda m'shmuel, the reason why the Torah uses in the first of these three psukim the lashon of Pesach ol moed is to teach us the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, the Yomer Rabbi Yehuda of Shmuel, Shlomim Sheshchatan Kodim Sheipaschu Dalsol Sahechal Psulin. They shechted the Shlomim before the Psichas Sahechal Shachris in the morning, and therefore the Shechita is a Shechita Psula. Shenema, because the Torah says, Ushchato Pesach Oel Moed. Pesach means while the doors the Pesach HaHechel are open, Bisman Shehu, the Pesach HaHechel Pasua Falo Bisman Shehu Na'ul. Now, this is a statement of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel that we require Psichas Dalsos HaHechel. And this requirement is fulfilled once the doors are open. In other words, every day in the evening, after the avodah was done, was completed, they locked the doors of the Heichal with a briach and a manul. This is all described in the Mishnah in the third parak of Tamid. And if, let's say, they open the doors finally with daybreak, and even if in the middle of the day they decide to lock the doors of the Heichal, it wouldn't bother us. The requirement is clinched once the doors were open and the day started in the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't matter if right now the doors are closed. So that's what Shmuel says, Kodem Shi Pasku Dalsos HaHechal. He doesn't say Shlomim Shenishkatu Kolzman Shadalsos Neulos. We don't need actually before that the dalsos be open, but we need that they had been open for the beginning of the day as the kickoff of the day. Now Rashi says that this psul applies dafka in the case of shlomim because it says v'shachato pesach oel moed b'shar korbanos. We don't have this psul. However, in nazir on daf mem hei there's a mafarish, and he says that shlomim is a doron. It's like a matana, maybe doron tzoch laviu lifnei adono. And what that means is that when doors are open, you could bring this doron. Tosfos has a long description here to try to prove that this din, this requirement of dalsos psuchos, is not limited to shlomim, but it applies to all karbanos. And we find it explicitly in Tamid on Daf Lamed of Beis with regard to the karban Tamid. Lo ha'yashochto ad sheshama kol shar gadol sheniftach. And Tosfos understood that what that means is that we derive from shlomim for other karbanos, like for example the karban tamid, which is a karban ola, that we need dalsos psuchos. And we shouldn't make a mistake that only in the first karban that starts the day you need dalsos psuchos, but for shayar ha karbanos you don't need it. Therefore the Torah writes this din in shlomim, and then we can derive from shlomim for all other karbanos. But Rashi holds that this din of shechita of tamid shel ad sheyishma, that this din of ad sheyishomea kol shar gadol sheniftach, that they waited for the shechita of the tamid, that's only a mitzvah l'chatchila, because Rashi holds that this din, this requirement of pesach or moed pesach psuchos, the l'asayim psuchos, that's only with regard to a karban shlomim. So that's what we said over here. Bizman she pesach haheichal pasuach lo bizman shehu na'ul. And the pesach, by the way, is the chalala pesach. The delis is what opens up and closes this chalal. But in any event, the pasuk teaches us that we need pesach b'shash shechita. It means that the pesach should be open. Now it's interesting here that before Psichas Adalsos is before the Karban Tamid, and we have a din that a Karban Tamid always has to be, by definition, the first Karban. Lechora, I don't need a Pasuk here to teach me that Shlomim have to wait for Psichas Dalsos. And this is the Kasha that Tosfos asks in Erevin. Tosfos answers a number of approaches. He says, first of all, the din that you're not Makriv before the Tamid is only Baktarasi Murim L'mizbeach. However, the Shechita itself can be implemented even before the Tamid Shel Shachar. Secondly, he says, the din that you're not allowed to be Makriv before the Tamid Shachar is not Likuv in the Hechshar HaKarban, it's only the mitzvah. And thirdly, he offers the answer that we're talking about after Niftachu Dalsos HaHechal, the Tamid was already brought, but then they were Chozer and ninalu, and that again depends on our discussion before, whether or not the dalsas have to be open before at the time of the shchitas hashlamim. Now, this requirement of dalsos psuchos only applies to shchitas hakarbonos. The malikas ha'of, or kmitza and menachos, they don't require that the heichal be pasuach, because here the Torah says v'shachato, and the Torah is only makpid with regard to shchita. There's a hemek dover, the netziv, in Vayikra Perek Gimel, that even zrikas adam needs to be done when the heichal is pasuach, not just the shchita. And apparently there are others who agree with him, because the pasuk says in Vayikra Yudzayin v'zarak hakohen es adam pesach ol moed. Now, as far as Haktoras Himurim is concerned, here it seems that everybody agrees you don't need Dalsos HaHechal Psuchos. And we're not going to equate Haktor with Shchita. Shchita is an Avoda that's Makeves HaKarbon as HaKaparab, whereas, and as Pigul, whereas Haktoras Himurim is not Ma'akev the Karbon, and it doesn't lend itself to Pigul. Even though, again, Haktoras Himurim is Ma'akev the Achilas HaBosar, but it doesn't have the same status as an avoda. Now, what about smicha? Smicha before a carbon is shechted, does that require dal sechel psuchos? The pasuk says v'samach yado al rosh karbano v'shachato pesach ol moed. So the Torah emphasizes here that the shechita should be pesach ol moed when the dal sechel psuchos, not the smicha. And therefore we conclude that the smicha itself could take place before they open the doors, even though, again, as far as the smicha itself, there's no kpeda, but nevertheless we have a halach of samach l'smicha shchita, and therefore, if he'll do the smicha before psichas ha'echal, then the psichas hadalsos might be considered a hefsek between the smicha and the shchita. That's a discussion in Rabbi Meir Simcha in his Meshech Chochma. And in the Mishnah Midos, it becomes clear that the Heichal had four dalsos, two inside and two outside. And I'm not sure if you needed that all four dalsos be psuchos. And another interesting thing about this sugya is that the pasuk Pesach Ol Moed is a pasuk that's written with regard to the base, to be brought to the Mishkan, not with regard to the Beis HaMikdash, and yet we're deriving halachas here from Mishkan, and this would apparently be based on a principle that even the Beis HaMikdash is called a Mishkan, in Vayikra Chavav and Asati Mishkani B'Sochachem, and that includes the Beis HaMikdash as well. Rashi explains that this pasuk of Pesach Ol Moed was written after the Hakamas HaMishkan, and therefore what would it mean unless it meant the Beis HaMikdash itself? Itmar Nami, the Gemara quotes Amoraim that have additional statements here in this context with regard to the halacha of dalsos psuchos. Omer mar ukva bar chama, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, shlomim sheshchaton, kodim sheiposku dalsos haheichal psulin, shenemar shchato pesachol moed, bizman shepesach haheichal pasuach, velo bizman shu noel. And the Gemara adds the following, b'mar rava masli hachi, in Eretz Yisrael, they had a slightly different version of this din. Omer Rav Yaakov bar Acha, Omer Rav Ashi, shlom shechaton, b'kolim she yiposchu, dalso sehechol psulin, uba mishkan, kolim she amidu levim es hamishkan, uli achashi parku levim es hamishkan. Which means that the psul in the shechita, going back to the time of the Mishkan, would apply if the Shechita was done before Yamidu Alevim Es HaMishkan, or Liachar Sheiparku Alevim Es HaMishkan is Psulin. In other words, there was no Mishkan Banui, so there was no Pesach Ol Moed, and therefore the Shechita of the Shlomim would be Psula. In other words, the Levim would erect the Mishkan every time the Bnei Yisrael would encamp and then take apart the Mishkan, disassemble the Mishkan when they had to move on that journey. So they would take it apart, as it says, "Ubinsoa Mishkan Yoridu Oso Halavim Ubachanos Hamishkan Yakimo Osam Halavim." Now, at the moment that the Mishkan was Mefurak, was taken apart, there was no Oel Moed, and it didn't even have a Shem Mishkan. So why does the Gemara say that it was possible because of Ein Pesach Oel Moed? Forget about Pesach Oel Moed. L'chor, it's outside of the Mishkan, and that's a psul of Yotzei. This question is quoted here in the Masifta, in a footnote number Chaf Aleph. I'm not exactly sure in what context he's asking the kasha. We're talking about Shlomim. There's no psul Yotzei in Shlomim. He goes ahead and says, based on a sugya later on Samach Aleph Amid Beis, that even Bishas Masos, when the Mishkan was Mefurak, it was still called a Mishkan, and therefore there's no psul Yotzei. I'm not exactly sure why he needs this Gevaldige Chiddush here, if we're talking about Shlomim. Maybe he's referring to Kodshi Kodshim that do have a psul of Yotzei. I'm not sure. Okay, this takes us to the Gemara of Peshitta. We're going to stop here. Amir Hashem will pick up the Gemara of Peshitta with regard to Mugaf, whether it's Kinol Dami, and that will conclude some of the discussion here about the halacha of Dalsos Psuchos.